Craig's wearing orange today. We had Susan Bartosz earlier talking about Hunger Action Awareness Month, September. And today's the day for folks to wear orange to kind of show their support. And if you go to their calendar at the Second Harvest Food Bank, North Central Ohio, they've got information about every day, something different to remind you and remind everybody in the community about the need for hunger. But if you're hunger for books, we know the person to turn to, and that is the retiring director of the Lorain Public Library System, Joanne Eldridge, who joins us here this morning. It's the Lorain Public Library here at day at WEOL. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. It is my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So what work have you gotten done in the last month, or has it all been planning to be leaving? What kind of things have you been up to?
I've been trying to finish up quite a few projects I'm working on and not overcommit the staff after I'm gone. So I think that's one thing I can do to help in a healthy transition.
And we have there talk about a couple of celebrations that are taking place
right before
you. Are you excited, nervous about it? Because there's even an opportunity for people at those things to say a few words about you. Tell me a little bit about, I guess, coming up on Saturday, September 17th at the main library, the Friends of the Library, having a special celebration, and then also Saturday, September 24th from 2 to 4 at the North Ridgeville branch. So different parts of the county will come and say goodbye to you.
Well, I've been having parties since June, really. The friends out in Columbia had the first party, and I've been just partying my way through all this. And it's kind of hard for me because I like planning parties, but I have to sit back and let other people plan for me. But it gives me the opportunity to, you know, reacquaint with people maybe I haven't seen in a little while, but just get a lot of hugs. We have a lot of laughs. I'm a member of all five friends groups, so I'm not retiring from that. That's going to be part of my volunteer work that I do after I do retire on September 30th.
Is this something you're looking forward to?
Yes, I am. I've been a librarian since 1976 and literally been working since I was 6 years old. So I need a change, I think, doing something different.
What might that be?
Oh, I've got a lot of little projects planned out in the community. At my church, we do Feed the Homeless. We do that every second Sunday. So I'm helping with that. Well, I've been doing that. And I probably won't know how I got the chance to work because I got so many little projects going on. You know, I'm working with the NAACP. I'm on the board for the Lorain Historical Society. I'm on the board for Firefish. That's coming up on September.
You have enough to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm, like I said, a member of all the friends groups, so I help out with their projects. They got used book sales coming up, and I'll be helping everywhere I can.
So you've moved from sort of the staff to the volunteer
aspect.
Right.
I'm going to be one of the best volunteers the library ever had.
Are you going to use your library card?
Of course. I plan to absolutely use my library card.
Do they give you a special one, a retirement library card?
No, I don't believe so, but I got a Golden Buckeye designation where I don't have to pay fines and fees.
Oh, you know? Craig, did you hear that?
So I'm happy about
that. That particular.
Sign me up.
Yeah. But one of the things I was reading in the library, the Dimensions, the nice newsletter that comes out that has all the events in it, talks about you are very proud of your Books for Babies literacy program. Tell me a little bit about that and how that idea came out.
Oh, my goodness. That was something that I was most proud of when we collaborated with other libraries in Lorain County. There's 9 library jurisdictions, and we all got together. And two of us, Mary Crehore from Avon Lake, she and I wrote the grant proposal for the Nord Family Foundation, and we were funded for 2 years, but we institutionalized the program. And what I like about it is we instill the love of reading in the newborn baby, even when it's in the womb, because we realize the value of literacy at the young age. So what we do at our library is whenever we see a new baby come in with a parent or caregiver, we like have a radar because we give out a book to the parent and also to the baby. And we have baby time programs, and it's just so much fun to get the little kids into literacy.
What is the, you know, obviously it's a gift to them, but what is their thought when suddenly comes to the library and says, here, this book is for you. You know, this is a gift. This is something that you can take and
Well, they
and
probably are a little surprised at first because I guess you don't think of it. But then, you know, when one of the books we give them, Rosemary Wells' books, it talks about reading to a child 20 minutes a day. And if you read to your child, that child will read to you, and how, just how important literacy is in the development of a child.
Right. There's so many things that happen at that time when you're reading. The connection, the bonding, just of hearing your voice and spending that quiet time and, you know, looking at the pictures and that sort of thing. Do you have fond memories of your first books at all? Is that something that kind of, when does it that kind of get into you?
My fondness, what I can recall, I've always been a voracious reader. And I would sort of ignore my nieces and nephews when they came to visit because I'd be reading, you know, late at night. I'd read anything, you know. But one fond memory I had as a child, we had fruit trees. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we had apple trees in the front yard. And I'd be laying in the summertime underneath an apple tree with a book. And I just lost myself. I was gone to another world or something. And so that experience of losing yourself in a book, I, you know, had that, and that probably is what stayed with me forever.
And that shows you the power of the word on the page and how it can transfer you
absolutely.
From somewhere, from where you are.
You can travel anywhere.
Right. Is there still something special for you to have a book in your hands as opposed to maybe a tablet or some other device?
Well, for me, I like to be able to feel, see, and touch, but I also understand the power of all of it because we're so into this new virtual reality where I can read a book, and sometimes I will, like if it was really popular, I'll check the book out, and I know I have to hurry up and get it back because other people are waiting, but I will listen to the e-book or read online. And, you know, having that ability to do multiple things, so you take the book with you wherever you go with the tablet or even, you know, like I have my flash drive or have it downloaded or I stream whatever. So I like to be able to do it all, to tell you the truth.
So back in the day, you had the card catalog, and now it's
right.
A lot different.
Now, you know, you don't even have to come in to get a library card. You can actually go online and get an e-library card and use all of our digital resources anywhere in the world, you know, as long as you're an Ohio resident or you own property here in Ohio. So that's kind of cool.
The other thing that's changed is sort of libraries used to be very independent of each other. But then the collaborative comes in and it allows
absolutely.
The power of all the libraries together, really.
This is just phenomenal. When I came here 22 years ago from Los Angeles County Public Library, it was one of the largest library systems. But here we're part of the CleveNet Consortium. It's over 44 library jurisdictions in northern Ohio are all linked in together. And so anytime I want a book, if I'm doing research, and I was doing research recently about Washington, D.C. and the Africans that helped build Washington, D.C., the Capitol. And I wasn't able to go downtown Cleveland, but I could borrow a book from them if we didn't have it in our collection. So there is so much strength in, you know, being part of that collaborative and, you know, having really brilliant people support each other. I think that's what makes a difference now is all these partnerships that are out there. And to know that you don't have to do it alone or know it all, but you have just brilliant people around you. And libraries typically are very collaborative.
Right. Well, they all need the support, financial as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's another time where you can kind of try to share resources and try to figure out, if you're struggling through something, how you can do things that other libraries are doing well, too.
Exactly. We share each, like our idea on the e-library card, I wanted to do that, but I didn't have to reinvent the wheel. I could borrow from my colleagues at CleveNet, so I think it's a brilliant thing to be able to partner.
You mentioned the kids and the books. What are some of your other fond memories from your time here in Lorain County?
Well, fond memories for me, working, like I said, with the Friends of the Library group. Some of the groups were like fledgling groups, and then we got them re-energized. And particularly when I got here, North Ridgeville Friends weren't hardly meeting. They didn't really have that many friends. But then after we built the new building, Oh my God. I mean, they have their membership meetings that are regular meetings. They have like 30 people show up, and they don't sit on their thumbs. They say, I'll do it. I'll do it. So to meet really good, passionate people who really care about the library, that's something that I'll take with me forever. And they actually will be lifetime friends of mine.
I'm looking at the website for the Lorain Public Library System, also in the dimensions. They got different pictures of you. You're always got, there's balloons in one hand. You were in this one. This one you have a crown on. You were a very interactive director.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a former children's librarian, so I bring that with me, you know. I always like to have fun everywhere I go.
And we see you didn't bring any cookies with you today.
No, I didn't.
We talked the last time when we met you, and Lorain, you said something about that's a very special thing for you to do, right?
Yeah, I already, you know, I baked my oatmeal cherry cookies, and I gave away my last batch, and that's what I was thinking as I was driving here. I got to go get some more cherries.
But it's a fun thing that libraries not only are about books, but about sort of community. And it allows communities to do different things, groups meeting there, or people think, I have an idea for something at a library. Can we do it there? And for the most part, the answer is yes, right?
It really is. We do pride ourselves on partnering with a lot of different groups. And it is the community's space. So we definitely encourage people to use our free meeting rooms for programs. And they've had some fabulous things happen. I mean, we had an author, you know, she had traveled to Egypt, and she was one of my yoga buddies. We have yoga at the library every Friday at the main library, and she wanted to do a book talk, and she also wanted to share slides from her trip to Egypt. So she approached me, and I said, sure, why not? You know, and people, we're very approachable, and usually people give us good ideas.
I'm looking at a picture. They had a tea. Looks like some ladies with some hats and having a tea there. There's a pie going on there. Kids doing crafts. We even had the one, which I always thought was strange. They do sometimes putt-putt along.
Oh,
your,
yeah, the mini life. Golf. Yeah, that is so
that, to
much
me,
fun.
I don't understand.
Somebody doesn't that sound like the most fun? To putt-putt your way through the library?
Right, yes. It reminds me of, you know, sometimes when you were on a rainy day in your house, you would try to figure out what to do in the long hallway or down the rooms or something like that. And here you can do this in a public library.
Yeah, it is so much fun having that mini golf. And, oh, my God, I just love it. I handle the refreshments.
Libraries have changed a lot, as we just mentioned. Any predictions as to how they might continue to evolve?
Where we're in a transformational time. And basically, as humans, we keep evolving. So we're there. We're part of the human record. And I think the public library in particular has that role of just keeping on reinventing. People were talking about the demise of the library with the internet. And then you come to find out, well, hey, who's going to help you navigate? Well, the staff already have that skill and expertise of helping you find things. So if you're looking for something, why not have them use that skill to help you? Because you could spend hours literally trying to Google something, and we could help you literally in a few minutes get what you're looking for. So we'll keep evolving. I think as humans, we have the need to have a place to meet, and we have the need to have that experience. And so when you think about exercising your mind, now we add exercising your body in that. And literally, we've got classes like yoga, Zumba, and all that, line dancing, some of my favorites.
And many times people and families and parents assume a library is a safe place. In other words, you bring a child there, there's books, it's kind of quiet, there's things that, but obviously you mentioned Zumba, so there's obviously some things going on, but it allows them a place in the community that they can meet or know that they can go to find information, but also take a break for things.
I think that's really important for parents and particularly dads to bring their kids to the library, because when you think about how expensive it is now, and every place you go, you got to shell out money, you know, and I think now that's a place where you can come and, you know, your children can find things and you can find things to do while you're there. So it is a good place and it can be a safe place. I don't encourage parents to leave their children unattended at the library, but I think the experience is for the child and the parent to come together.
Right. And then you can build responsibility for the children, too, to know how to go look for a book and sit quietly even interact with the librarian, kind of that first kind of connection with an adult about asking questions, kind of getting over that shyness that might occur.
I think it's important, very important.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. I know you've got a lot of goodbyes to say over the next month or so until the end of this month. You'll be having, again, they have coming up on Saturday, September 17th at 2 to 4 at the Main Library in Lorain. There's an event to say goodbye to Joanne, and also on September 24th from 2 to 4 at the North Ridgeville branch.
But yes.
We appreciate you coming in, and we say our goodbye to you, and we know we'll probably see you around as well. As you say, you're still doing things with the library, but we appreciate the time you spent with us over the years telling us all what's happening with the Lorain Public Library. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you for having me.